I mean, different metals as wood.
I believe it's weatherboarding.
But we call one when we turn the plank up and down box towers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if we run it horizontal, why, that's just plain weatherboarding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Living room?
No, outside.
A porch?
And what do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Sun porch.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Pasture?
No, it's
pen.
I'd just call it my other pen.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A wall made out of retaining wall.
Okay.
A rock wall.
Or just an ordinary old, what?
What it could be, a retainer.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's, what would you just call that kind of wall that's made out of rocks or stones just piled up?
I just call it rock fence.
Okay, fine.
Barbed wire or plank.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
That's bucket, I mean.
Okay. And let's see, what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal?
I think that'd be pail or bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
On the stove? Frying pan. You ain't getting down into that swing and it swings under there, have you?
The what?
What is it? It's swung into the fireplace.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, I know what you're talking about, but that wasn't what I was thinking about, yeah.
I had to get out and cut wood for the first wood stove ever I'd seen. We'd always cooked on the fireplace and had damn dog irons and things in there. But you know, things is, I don't see me like the next 70 years, well, we didn't start coming out of it till after the First World War. It was just a hang there, it seemed me like, on up to close to the Second World War. And then things really broke loose to send the country surging ahead so much, don't you think? The airplanes and televisions and...
Mm-hmm. Well, they say, you know, we've progressed in the last 20 years as much as had been done in the last 2000.
Yeah, somebody says we lived already longer than Methuselah's lived. Maybe he lived 900 years, didn't he?
That's, yeah,
we've seen more than he had.
Yeah. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Spigot.
Okay, and what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
That'd be a spigot, I guess.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Container.
Paper bags.
Paper bag or box.
Okay, fine. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in one of these.
What do we call that cloth? We call it kind of a sheeting.
Well, what would
bag,
you...
Bag, your sacks.
Sack.
Okay. Would you ever call it a particular kind of sack, depending on what it was made out of?
Yeah, toe sack or
okay.
Clothes.
Sounds made of clothes.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that high, and you hold it up to your mouth and you blow on it?
French harp.
Okay. And what do you call a musical instrument that's shaped like that, and you play against your teeth, play it like
juice.
Juice harp.
Okay. Yeah.